Lesson 57. 2. Reading Comprehension. Read the text fast to find answers to these questions. 1. What are the three methods of reading which are described? 2. What is the most important piece of advice in the text? On Reading. On the subject of reading, Francis Bacon, who lived at about the same time as Shakespeare, wrote these words: "Some books are to be tasted, others to be swallowed, and some few to be chewed and digested." This good advice shows how it is possible to read different types of books in different ways. For example, you might pick up a travel book and read a few pages before going to sleep. It is enough to dip into it and read bits here and there. In a word, this is tasting. Some stories are for swallowing. Imagine that you have found a good story and, what is even more important, the time to enjoy it. You might be on holiday or on a long train journey. If it is a good book, you might say, "It's so good, I can't put it down." But not all stories belong to this class. Reviewers sometimes describe books as hard to put down or hard to pick up again. Other books are for reading slowly and carefully. If it is a book on a subject that you are interested in, you will want to chew and digest it. That does not mean reading it too slowly. When you pick up a book for the first time, check that it is not too difficult. Do not start a book unless you can see from the first few pages that it is one you can easily read and understand. Next, if it is not a story, get an idea of the organization of the book. Read the back cover and the introduction. Look at the pictures and the short texts below them. Turn to the front of the book and look at the contents. This way you can decide whether the book is likely to interest you, and if so, then you can decide which parts of the book will be most useful and interesting. Here are some more reading tips. First, read a chapter quickly to get a general idea. Then, if you wish, you can read it once again more slowly, using a dictionary when necessary. Second, do not stop every time you come to a word or phrase you do not know. Quite often you will find the unknown word appears again, perhaps several times, and by the end of the chapter you will have guessed its meaning. That is how we learn the meaning of words in our own language. Imagine that you come across this sentence in a book. The house was beginning to get cold, so Daisy pulled her red woolen cardigan out of her bag and put it on. If you do not know the word cardigan, you can guess from the situation that it may be made of wool and is put on to keep warm, and is therefore likely to be an article of clothing. The last question is what to read. Start by making a list of all the types of books that you enjoy reading in Chinese. If you hate science stories, you are unlikely to enjoy reading them in English. But if you enjoy reading short stories in Chinese, look for collections of English ones. Are there any hobbies or sports you particularly like? If so, look out for books, articles, or magazines about them. You can enlarge your knowledge and learn some English at the same time. Finally, and above all, enjoy your reading.